Today's daf is Megillah daf Ches, and we are at the first wide line of daf Zayin Amid Beis Ein Bein Yontif L'Shabbos. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Tzara Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Chaim Aram ben Fega, Tamar bas Chasida from Arifka, Eliyozeb ben Brindel, Mordechai Israel ben Esther, Chana Rivka bas Freyd, Menachem Mendel ben Rachel Mindel, Yaakov Aaron Tzvi ben Yuta, Gittel bas Chaya, Sar Nechama bas Rus Malka, Nasin Yosef ben Yehudis, Gedalia Eliezer ben Roza, Chayin Nechama Idol bas Sara, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Moshe ben Sara, Sara Shainzel bas Yittel, Elio ben Silla, Henapero bas Yecheved, Rifol Kahas ben Fega, and Baruch ben Rachel. So, on Daf Vav Amid Beis, the Mishnah discussed a very important halacha, that's Nogeya Meseches Megillah, and that is what happens if there are 2 months of Adar. There's an Adar Rishon, and there's an Adar Sheni. When do you read the Megillah? Do you read the Megillah during Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni? Meaning, the Mishnah said Megillah Nikras Biyud Aleph Biyud Beis Biyud Gimel Biyud Dalet Metezvav. And even though the Mishnah doesn't mention what month, we know the month. It's the month of Adar. The question is, what happens if there are 2 Adars? Do you read it Adar Rishon or do you read it Adar Sheni? And the truth is, what about the other halachos that relate to the month of Adar, such as Matanis Lev Yoinim, Mishloach Manos, the Parshios that we read during Chodesh Adar, Parshas Shkolim, Parshas Zachar, Parshas Parah, Parshas HaChodesh, there's a mitzvah, Mishenichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha. So all these different halachas that you find that relate to Chodesh Adar, what happens when there's 2 Adars? Is it Adar Rishon? Is it Adar Sheni? Is it both? So the Mishnah said, Ein Bein Adar HaRishon LaAdar HaSheni, Ela Kriyas HaMagillah UMatanas LaAvyoinim. Meaning all the halachas that are Negei Chodesh Adar, you could do during Chodesh Adar Rishon or during Chodesh Adar Sheni, with 2 exceptions, Kriyas HaMegillah and Matanos Lev Yoinim. Those 2 mitzvahs have to be done dafka during Adar Sheni. Now the Gemara had a whole discussion, and in one version, the Gemara actually did a Chasurei Mechsera, a reconstructive type edit of the Mishnah. But the bottom line is the Mishnah is discussing differences between Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni, and it used the classic term of Ein Bein. Ein bein adar arishin la adar asheni ela kriyas hamegillah umatanas lav yoinim. What the Gemara is now going to do is something that it rarely does, and that is digress. Now the truth is the Gemara always digresses. However, it's not the Gemara that's going to digress, it's the Mishnah that's going to digress. And that's not something that you often find. So you would expect if you're learning Mishnayos, Megillah, for sure, the overwhelming majority of the Masechta is going to deal with the laws related to Kriyas HaMegillah and Purim and all Chodesh Adar related halachas. Stating that, there's a tremendous anomaly tucked away in the first parak, and it's a digression that is going to come about because we mentioned the concept of an Ein Bein, meaning Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni are very, very similar. However, there's an exception. What's the exception? Kriyas HaMegillah UMatanas Lev Yoinim. So the Gemara now is going to bring other peers of things unrelated at all to the sugya at hand, where you have 2 concepts that are very, very similar. However, there's a little bit of difference. As if to say, Ein Bein, the only nafkamina is what we're about to mention. And the truth is, we're going to learn several Mishnayos in today's daf. The first discusses Hilchos Yontif. The second one discusses Hilchos Yom HaKippurim. The 3rd and 4th are Negeya Hilchos Nedarim. The 5th is Negeya Halachos of a Zav. And the 6th is Negeya Halachos of a Metzora. What do they have in common? That there is this concept of an Ein Bein that the Mishnah is going to introduce. Zok de Heilige Mishnah. The first is probably the most famous of the list. Ein Bein Yontif L'Shabbos, Ela Oichel Nefesh B'Vat. You're not allowed to do Malach on Yontif, you're not allowed to do Malach on Shabbos. Stating that, there's a very, very big nafkamina between the Issa Malach on Yontif and the Issa Malach on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to do Malach, which means you can't do any one of the Lametes Malachas. On Yontif, you're not allowed to do Malach. However, Sefer, if the melacha involves oichel nefesh, in that case it's going to be okay. It says in the Torah regarding yantif, kol melacha lo yeyasa vahem, but then you have to read the fine print. Ach hashe yeyachel lechol nefesh, hu levade yeyasa lechem. And we learn from there that a meleches oichel nefesh is going to be mutter on yantif. So says the Mishnah, ein bein yantif l'shabbos, there's no difference between the issa melacha on yantif and the issa melacha on Shabbos, elo oichel nefesh b'vah. Incidentally, there's a very important Rashi here. Rashi says that the Lashon of the Mishnah is actually a little bit misleading, because it sounds like the only nafka mina in terms of issa melacha on Shabbos versus yantif is oichel nefesh. The truth is, if you learn Masechet Shabbos or Masechet Beyah, you know that there's a much bigger nafka mina, and that is what happens if somebody does a melacha on Shabbos. He's chayiv mises bezdin if he does it bemazed with edim and hasra. If he does it bemazed without edim and hasra, he's chayiv karis. If he does it b'shoigig, he has to bring a karban chatas. In other words, the oinish for doing melacha on Shabbos is very, very chomer. If somebody does melacha on yantif, it's not nearly as severe. You do it bemazed, you get malchus. You do it b'shoigig, there's no oinish at all. So Rashi says that the truth is, you want to talk about differences between issa melacha on Shabbos versus issa melacha on yantif, there's very, very prominent nafkaminas in terms of the oinish. But Rashi says that the Mishnah is not talking about the oinshim. What the Mishnah is discussing is things that you can or cannot do. Meaning, it's true, you can't do malach on Shabbos, you can't do malach on yantiv, and if you do the malach on Shabbos, it's going to be a lot more severe, the punishment, than if you do the malach on yantiv. But that's not what we're discussing. We're not discussing the severity of the punishment and the ramifications and the repercussions if someone does a malach. What we're discussing is what you can or cannot do. And the nafkamina between Shabbos and yantiv is malach asoichal nefesh, says the Gemara. That from the Mishnah it sounds like that on Yontif you're allowed to do a Malachas Eichel Nefesh, whereas on Shabbos you're not allowed to do Malachas Eichel Nefesh. Holy in your Machshire Eichel Nefesh, Zevezeh Shavet. But as it relates to doing the Malacha, that's Nogeya Eichel Nefesh, but not directly Nogeya Eichel Nefesh. It's what we would refer to as Machshire Eichel Nefesh. So you're doing a Malacha that's going to allow you now to do Malachas Eichel Nefesh. So for example, you need to sharpen a knife because you don't have a knife. So to do melacha, to prepare the knife, is not doing melacha directly with the food. As a result, it's not called melacha saichal nefesh. But at the same time, you're doing melacha with a knife, which is letzayr chaychal nefesh. It's what's known in the vernacular as machshirei chaychal nefesh. So says the Gemara, that from the fact that the Mishnah says that on yantif you're allowed to do melacha saichal nefesh, it doesn't say you're allowed to do melacha machshirei chaychal nefesh. So it certainly sounds like that machshirei chaychal nefesh, everyone's going to agree, zevezeh shavim, there's no difference between Shabbos and yantif, it's for sure going to be a problem. The Gemara says, if that's the case, masis in the lake Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah is like not like Rabbi Yehuda. Who's Rabbi Yehuda of Maseches Beya fame? The Tanya we learned in the Brayza. Ein bein yantiv the Shabbos elo eichel nefesh. Only enough community between yantiv and Shabbos is melachas eichel nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda matter af machshirei eichel nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda said even machshirei eichel nefesh. So the Chachamim, the Tanakam of that Brayza, is verbatim our Mishnah. Ein bein yantiv the Shabbos elo eichel nefesh. With the exception of the word bilvad, Rabbi Yehuda is not mentioned in our Mishnah. He's mentioned in the Brayza, which is not a chiddush because the Brayzas are usually a little longer and wordier than are the Mishnah, and Rabbi Yehuda commented. He says, no, not just Melechas Eichel Nefesh, even Machshiri Eichel Nefesh. Our Mishnah didn't say Machshiri Eichel Nefesh. So the Gemara says, our Mishnah must be the Leiker Rabbi Yehuda. Bottom line is, we just mentioned a Machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether a Melacha that's Machshiri Eichel Nefesh, are you allowed to do it on Yantiv, or are you not allowed to do it on Yantiv? According to the Chachamim, you can't. In Ben Yantiv L'Shabbos, Elo Eichel Nefesh B'Vad, as opposed to Machshiri Eichel Nefesh. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not just Elo oichel nefesh b'levad, but it's also machshirei oichel nefesh. So the Gemara says, "My time in the Tanakama. What's the makar of the Tanakama? Amakro." It says in the Torah, "Ach hashe yeyochel lechol nefesh hu levado yeyosel lechem." And this is the makar. This is the pasuk that teaches us that you're allowed to do melachas oichel nefesh. And it says, "Hu." Hu is a word that seems to be coming to be memayit. It's an exclusionary word. Who? It. You're allowed to do melechas oichel nefesh as opposed to something else that you would have thought is included. What's that something else? Feloi machshirev. You're not allowed to do machshirei oichel nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda, why does Rabbi Yehuda hold even machshirei oichel nefesh? Because it says the word lochem. Hu levado yeyasa lochem, and lochem is lochol tzorcheichem. It seems to imply more than just oichel nefesh, even machshirei oichel nefesh. So the Tanakama learns from the word who, not machshirei oichel nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda learns from the word lochem even machshir eichel nefesh. So the Gemara says, v'idach nami yoksiv lochem. What is the Tanakama going to do with the word lochem? Lochem seems to be coming to be marba. If it's not marba, machshir yoichel nefesh, what is it coming to be marba? So the Gemara says, no, it's actually not coming to be marba, it's coming to be memayit, and it's coming to teach me a different halacha. The word lochem is coming to teach us, lochem v'loy lo'iv dekechavim. You're allowed to do melechas yoichel nefesh on yontif, but only for a yid, lochem. For us, but not for Oivdik Echavim. Additionally, Lachem Alei Leklavim, you're not allowed to do a Melechas Oichol Nefesh on Yontif to feed your dogs or for your animals. V'idach Nami Yoksifu. What's Rabbi Yehuda going to do with the word Hu? Rabbi Yehuda learns from Lachem, even Machshiri Oichol Nefesh, he doesn't exclude anything from Hu. Hu must be coming to teach me something. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda holds Ksiv Hu. It says the word Hu. V'ksiv Lachem, and it says Lachem, meaning, it's true, Rabbi Yehuda does darshan the word who. And he agrees that who seems to be coming to be memayit something, and probably machshir eichel nefesh. But then again, it says lochem. Lochem is marba machshir eichel nefesh. So, are we marba, or are we memayit? The Teretz says Rabbi Yehuda holds, we do both. How's that possible? Yeah or no? Must be this two dinim, there's two types of machshir eichel nefesh. Kam b'machshirim she'ef shal asoyis emerev yontif. One pasuk is talking about machshir eichel nefesh that you could have done before yontif. Kam b'machshirim she'ef shal asoyis emerev yontif. Whereas the other one's talking about machshir eichel nefesh that you could not have done before yontif. If you could have done it before yontif, you should have done it before yontif. We're not going to allow you to do it on yontif. If you had no way of doing it before yontif because the tzairich wasn't even there before yontif. So for example, your knife went bad. But it went bad on Yontif, so you couldn't have done it before Yontif. That's when Rabbi Yehuda is going to allow you to do it. The bottom line is, just to recap, the first Ein Bein Yontif L'Shabbos, Ela Oichel Nefesh B'Vad, everyone knows this halacha. What not everybody knows is that this is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Bein Yontif L'Shabbos, Ela Oichel Nefesh B'Vad, plus Machshiri Oichel Nefesh. What's this machlokes, whether you can or cannot do Machshiri Oichel Nefesh? It's totally in Heyadar Shem Sukkim. It says, Acha She'yachel Oichel Nefesh, Hu Levad Yosel Lachem. In that pasuk it says who, which sounds like only Yoichel Nefesh as opposed to Machshir Yoichel Nefesh. Then again it says Lochem. Lochem sounds like it's coming to be Marba. And the Gemara comes out of Maskana that even Rabbi Yehuda, who's Marba Machshir Yoichel Nefesh, it's only if it's Machshir Yoichel Nefesh that you couldn't have done before Yontif. But if you could have done it before Yontif, then it's not going to be included. Just one Hoysafa to this first Gemara, and that is the Ramban Ala Torah that we spoke about when we learned Mesechus Beya. The Ramban says that if you look closely, the Torah says many, many times that you're not allowed to do Malacha on Shabbos. The Torah says many, many times you're not allowed to do Malacha on Yontif. But there's a not such subtle difference between the way the Torah describes malacha that's forbidden on Shabbos and malacha that's forbidden on Yontif. When the Torah says you're not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos, it says lo yisase kol malacha. When the Torah says you're not allowed to do malacha on Yontif, it says meleches avoida. Says the Rabban, what's the difference between malacha and meleches avoida? Malacha means all malacha, all 39 malachas. Meleches avoida is malacha in the field. That's when you go to the arbit. It's that type of work, as opposed to work that you would do in the kitchen. And says the Ramban, this is a remez that there's a difference fundamentally between the Issa Malacha and Shabbos, Issa Malacha and Yontif. What's the fundamental difference? Our Mishnah. Ein bein Yontif l'Shabbos, elo oichel nefesh b'vat. Zok the Mishnah weiter. So the first Mishnah was negeya the laws of Yontif. The second is going to be negeya the laws of Yom Kippur. Ein bein Shabbos l'Yom Kippur. There's no difference between the Issa Malacha and Shabbos and the Issa Malacha and Yom Kippur. Elo, shezeh zedoyne b'dei yadam, v'zeh zedoyne b'dei karas. If somebody does a Malacha on Shabbos, b'mezid, with Edom and Hasra, his punishment is bidei adam. He's chayiv misas bezdin, specifically skila, which means that human beings, bezdin, is going to punish him. As opposed to if someone is mechalal Yom Kippur, he does melacha on Yom Kippur with Edom, mezid, Hasra, he will not be punished by bezdin, but rather his punish is going to be bisham, de shamayim, he's going to be chayiv karas. So Yom Kippur is like Shabbos, and that all malachas are also. You can't do malachas eichel nefesh on Yom Kippur, just like you can't do malachas eichel nefesh on Shabbos. So you don't have ein bein Shabbos liyom kippurim elo eichel nefesh b'vad. There is no heter to do malachas eichel nefesh. Stating that, there's still a difference between the issa malacha on Shabbos and the issa malacha on Yom Kippur. On Shabbos, it's zedoynoi b'dei adam, and on Yom Kippur, it's zedoynoi b'kar. Says the Gemara, adik, hole inyan tashlumin zevezeh shavim. It sounds like, as it relates to tashlumin, there's no difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur. So what does it mean, le'inyan tashlumin? So the short answer is, with regards to the halacha of komle b'derabimine. Now Rashi gives us an example. The example is, what would happen if somebody would go to his friend's field, and he would light it on fire on Shabbos? So this person has two problems right now. Number one, he lit a field on fire. He just violated one of the Lamed Tes Malachas. Not just that, this person is Exhibit A in Maseches Bava Kamma. He's a Adam HaMazik. He just went and he created damage to his friend. Now, the halacha is, this person will be prosecuted for Chilul Shabbos, but he won't be prosecuted for the fact that he caused his friend a monetary loss. The reason is because you can't get two punishments for the same forbidden act. I mean that this person is Chayiv Misa for Chilul Shabbos, he can't also be Chayiv Mamon for the fact that he was a mazik. Now you're going to tell me, how do you know which one to pick? Why should he be Chayiv Misa for Chilul Shabbos as opposed to being Chayiv Tashlumin for being a mazik? Ef Shefaker. The terrorist is because there's a principle, there's a rule. It's called Kamle Bederabimine. You always give the person the more chomer of the two punishments. Here's the question. What would happen if somebody does the same exact thing on Yom Kippur? What would be if on Yom Kippur somebody would go to his friend's field and he would be mad? Would he be Chayev Tashlumin or would he not be Chayev Tashlumin? Do you say Kam Le B'Derabim Minei or do you not say Kam Le B'Derabim Minei? So you'll tell me, of course you say Kam Le B'Derabim Minei. What's the tzadnat? Oh, the tzadnat is because maybe the only time you say Kam Le B'Derabim Minei is where both punishments are Bidei Adam. So if somebody was Mechal Shabbos where the punishment is Bidei Adam and he's a Mazik where the punishment now is going to be administered by the court, so there's Halach of Kam Le B'Derabim Minei. But where the Rabim Minei is Bidei Shamayim, it's chorus, so maybe they're not going to be chayiv. And it's for that reason there was a machlokes tanoim, whether you say kom lebe b'derabba minei, if somebody is mazik and at the same time mechal, not Shabbos, but Yom Kippur or not. So the Gemara says that from the fact that the Mishnah says, ein bein Shabbos l'yom kippurim, elo, the only nafkamina is, this is an ein bein, meaning the only difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur is, here it's skila and there it's karis. The Gemara says it sounds like as it relates to kam lebe d'rabbi minei, where somebody was mazik at the same time that he was mechal yom kippur, it sounds like it would be the same as if somebody was mazik at the same time that he was mechal Shabbos, and it would be potter. If that's the case, so the Gemara says, mani masnisen, who is the Tanya of the Mishnah? It's Reb Nechunya ben Akana. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa, and Reb Nechunya ben Akana is a Perik Elu Nairus fame. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akoya, he used to make Yom Kippur like Shabbos as it relates to Tashlumim. Just like on Shabbos, if someone's Mechal Shabbos and at the same time he damages somebody, he'll be Chayev Misa for being Mechal Shabbos, but he's going to be Potter from paying. The same thing is true on Yom Kippur. He's Chayev Karas for the fact that he was Mechal Yom Kippur, but at the same time, he's going to be Potter, Minat Tashlumim. And that's what the Gemara says. Tanan Hasim, we learned to the Mishnah. Kol Chayev Krisa Shalaku. Nifteru midei krisasa. Somebody did an aveira for which he's chayv karis. Bezdin went and gave this person malchus. That's what happened. Says the Mishnah, this person is not chayv karis anymore. Once a person gets malchus, even though really he's chayv karis is a lot more serious than malchus is, doesn't matter. Kol chayve krisay shalaku, nifteru midei krisasa. How do we know that? You need a makar to say something like this. A pasuk shenemar, it says in the Torah, v'nikla achicha le'enecha. And we darshan kivon shalaku. Once a person gets malchus, harei uko achicha. He's your brother. Meaning, any sins that he had that maybe on some spiritual, cosmic level wouldn't allow us to view him as your brother anymore, no worries. Kivan shet loka hareu keochicha. Divrei Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel. This was Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel's chiddush. He said a person that's chayiv karis that gets malchus is going to now be potter from karis. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said chalukan olav chaver Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel. That Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel's chaver, meaning all the other tanaim, disagreed with this chiddush. This was Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel's chiddush, but really nobody agreed with him. Amar Rava. Rava said, I'm going to explain to you what Rabbi Yochanan meant. How did Rabbi Yochanan know that Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel's chaver argued with him? I'm Rabbi Rav. I'll tell you what I heard. Tanina, they knew it from a Mishnah. Which Mishnah? Megillah, Dav Zayin, Amad Beis, tucked away. The Mishnah says, Ein Ben Yom Kippur and L'Shabbos Elo, Shezeh Zedoyna B'dei Adam, V'zeh Zedoyna B'dei Karis. The nafkamina between Yom Kippur and Shabbos is that Shabbos a person does B'mezid Yischayev Misas Bezdin, as opposed to Yom Kippur, it's going to be B'dei Shamayim. So what? V'im Isa, now if you're going to tell me that when a person doesn't have Averif, which is Chayev Karis, if he gets Malchus, he's now Potter from the Karas, so why does the Mishnah say that Shabbos is Bidei Adam, as opposed to Yom Kippur is Bekaris? The Mishnah doesn't say Shabbos is Misa and Yom Kippur is Karas. The Mishnah says Shabbos is Bidei Adam, it's administered by a Bezdin, as opposed to if you Chayv Karas, Shamayim is going to take care of it. Now, if any person that's Chayiv Karis that gets Malkus gets Potter from his Karis, so it comes out that even someone that was Mechal Yom Kippur is Zedoynoi Bidei Adam, Why? Because in the event that he got Malkus, the halacha is he would now be potter from Karis. So said Rava, when Rabbi Yochanan said Chalukan Olav Chaverov al Rab Chananya Ben Gamliel, you know who those Chaverim are? It was our Mishnah. That's how Rabbi Yochanan knew that, because he saw in our Mishnah an inconsistency to Rabbi Chananya Ben Gamliel's Chiddush. But the Gemara says that it's not Muchach. Why? For two reasons. Amar Rav Nachman said, Hamani Rabbi Yitzchaki, I could always tell you that really our Mishnah is not a contradiction to what Rabbi Chananya Ben Gamliel said, but rather our Mishnah is a Das Yochid, which Deya Rabbi Yitzchak, the Omar who said, Malkus Bechai Vekrisus Laka. Rabbi Yitzchak holds that someone that's Chai of Karis has no shaykhis to Malkus. Tanya Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Chai Vekrisus Bechlal Hoyu. Chai Vekrisus were all part of a general term, meaning there's a whole bunch of people that the Torah says he chayv karis, v'lomayas karis b'achoysa, but then the Torah singled out that if someone is boil achoysa, he's chayv karis, l'doine b'karis v'lay b'malkus. So tell me that this person gets karis, but this person doesn't get malkus. Not just this person, but any person that's chayv karis is not going to get malkus. Meaning what Rav Nachman's saying is that we're assuming that really a person that does an avera for which he should be chayv karis could get malkus. Meaning, in theory, Malkus is Shaykh. Now the Shaykh is, what happens if you end up giving him Malkus? Will that pater from the Chorus, or will that not pater from the Chorus? If you're going to tell me that it would pater from the Chorus, so then it would come out that even someone that is over Yom Kippur B'mezit, it is still Shaykh, that he could be Zdoina B'deyadam in the event that he's going to get Malkus. Now, from the fact that the Mishnah says not, that, oh, that's a raya, that Malkus doesn't pater the Chorus. But that's only a raya if you hold that really someone that's Chayav Chorus is subject to Malkus. Then you have a raya that, at the end of the day, once you're Chayav Chorus, it's going to be Zdoina B'deyshamayim, and there's no other way of getting around it. But if someone that does an Aveira of Chai Vekrisus doesn't get Malkus anyways, so then you have no raya from the fact that the Mishnah didn't mention it, that it's the Loikra of Chananya Ben Gamliel. Meaning, maybe the Tana, from the Tana of the Mishnah, you clearly see that someone that's Mechal Yom Kippur B'mezid, he can't get off the hook with Malkus. The question is that a raya not like Rabbi Chananya Ben Gamliel? If you hold that in theory, really someone that does an Aveira, Shezdoinei Karas, could get Malkus. And from the Mishnah, you see that he for sure is going to have to get Karas. So that's a raya, that Malkus doesn't pater from Karas. But I could always tell you the time of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak called someone that's Chayv Karas never gets Malkus. So that's the reason that the Mishnah didn't mention anything about Malkus. But if you hold like the Chachamim who argue with Rabbi Yitzchak, who hold that really someone that's Chayv Karas could get Malkus, maybe at a Hanami, if you'd give him Malkus, he would be pater from Karas. Either way, the Gemara said, Amar Rav Nachman, you have no raya from Ramesh Ravashi. Ravashi said much more pashut. He said, I feel Tamer Rabbanon. I can tell you the time the Mishnah is going according to Rabbanon. You have to say it's Rabbi Yitzchak. Ze ikris dine be the other, ze ikris dine be karis. At the end of the day, the primary, the simpler oinish for someone that's Mechal Shabbos with Bemezid is Zedoyne b'deyadam, it's Misa. Someone that's Mechal Yom Kippur, it's Karas. You want to know what would happen if he gets Malkus? Whatever, that's not the Ikar Oynish. And because that's not the Ikar Oynish, it's for that reason we're not mentioning it. So just to recap the second Ebein, so the Mishnah said, Ein Bein Shabbos L'yem HaKippurim, at Shabbos you're not allowed to do all Lametes Malachas, on Yom Kippur you're not allowed to do all the Lametes Malachas. What's the Nafkamina? It's a major Nafkamina. Nafkamina is if someone's Mechal Shabbos b'mezid with Edom and Asroi is Chayv Mises Bezin. On Yom Kippur, if somebody would do the same exact thing, it's actually less Chomer. He wouldn't be Chayv Mises Bezin. He would only be Chayv Karis. And the Gemara made two diyukim in the Mishnah. One was negated the sugis of Kamla b'derabim, and the other one was negated the sugis if someone's Chayv Karis and he gets Malkus with the Malkus pattern from this Karis. Moving along. Ein bein hamudra anomei chaveiroi lemudra mimenu maichu. Ruve made a neder. He's not going to have Hanoah from Shimon. But that neder can happen in two ways. He can say, I'm not having any hanor from Shimon, meaning I don't want to have any ounce of benefit from Shimon. Or he could say, I don't want to have any food-related hanor. So the Mishnah says, at first glance, you would say they're very different, right? One time he said, I'm not going to have any hanor. In the other case, he said, I'm just not going to have food-related hanor. So the Mishnah, it's not as different as you think. Ein bein amudar no mechaveroi, lemudar mimenu maichol, eladrisa saregol, the Kalim Shein Oisim and Moichel Nafsh. You want to know what the Nafkamina is? Number one, if someone makes a neder, he's not going to have anor from his friend, so he can't even walk in his field. If you say, I'm not going to have anor from Michael, then I could walk in your field. Additionally, can I borrow a keli from my friend if the keli has nothing to do with preparing food? I'm not borrowing a crock pot. I'm borrowing something that has nothing to do with food. So if I said I'm not going to have any ano, I wouldn't be allowed to. If I said I'm not going to have ano smaychol, then I would be allowed to. So again, at first glance, you would think, what do you mean? There's a lot of nafkaminas. The Mishnah, like, literally lists it in the Ein Beins. The nafkamina is two things. Drisa saregel and kelim shein oisim emaychol nefesh. And the Gemara makes a very obvious diak. Holy inyan kelim shoisim emaychol nefesh zevazashav. It's clear from the Mishnah that if somebody would want to borrow a keli that's used ordinarily for Oichel Nefesh, even if you said, I'm only not going to have Hanos Meichel, and this is not really Hanos Meichel, it's just a Keli that is sometimes used for Oichel Nefesh. Doesn't matter. You can borrow a Keli that's never used for Oichel Nefesh, but if it has any Sheiches to Oichel Nefesh, it's going to be off limits. Drisa Saregel. So another thing the Mishnah said is going to be enough community. Drisa Saregel. So if someone makes a nether, he's not going to have Hanos from his friend at all, he can't even walk in his field. If he said Hanos Meichel, you would be able to walk in his field. Drisa Saregel. Why would anyone have a problem with that? Like, Kapti Inchi. What? Who cares about Drisa Saregel? What? Because Ruvi made a nether, he's not going to have Hanos from Shimon, and now Ruven can walk through Shimon's field. Amar Ravi, yeah. Amani Rebbe Eliezer, it's going coin. Rebbe Eliezer, Amar Vitor Asa B'Mudarna. Rebbe Eliezer holds that even things that people are ordinarily mevater on, things that people don't really care about, but if you make a neder, you're not going to have anah from somebody else. The halacha is you can have that type of anah from that person, even if it's anah that ordinarily people would look away from. That's the bottom line. You wouldn't be able to have that anah. So again, what's the third Ein Bein? Very, very straightforward. We're talking about Hilchas Nadar. One person made a net, I'm not going to have anah at all. The other person made a net, I'm not going to have anah as Michael. You would think that they're very different types of nedarim. The Mishnah says, no, there's two nafkaminas. Number one is drisa saregel. Number two is kelim she'ein oisim b'am oichol nefer. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Another classic Mishnah. Ein bein nedarim le nedavois. Elosh ha-nedarim chai b'achriyusan. V'nedavois ein o'chai b'achriyusan. So this is also negei hilchas nedarim. But whereas the first Mishnah that talks about nedarim is negei nidrei iser. More Meseches Nedarim. The second one is Negeya, more Nidre Gavaya, more Kachin. So a person decides, out of the goodness of his heart, he wants to give a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wants to bring a carbon. He says, I'm taking it upon myself to bring a carbon. There's two ways you could do that, that fundamentally are different in halacha. In one case, the person says, Harei olai oila. I want to bring a carbon oila. Doesn't designate any specific carbon. He just pledges, I'm going to bring a carbon oila. In the other case, the person takes an animal, looks it in the eye, and says, Harei zu oil. I want this to be my carbon oil. There's a very, very big nafkamina. When a person says, Harei zu oil, let's work backwards. This is the oil. If this is the oil, this is the animal he has to bring. What happens if this animal drops dead? So I'm potter. I don't have to bring an animal anymore. Wait a minute, you said you're going to bring it? No, I said I'm going to bring this animal as an oil. I can't bring this animal anymore. So now I'm going to be good to go. If a person says, Harei olai oilo, so you didn't specify any animal. You said I'm going to bring an oil. Being that you said I'm going to bring an oil, so now you have to figure out a way to bring an oil. Meaning, what happens if that person that said Harei olai oilo would now designate an animal afterwards? It doesn't matter. Your obligation is bringing an oil. So if you said that, as long as you're around, you're going to have an obligation to go ahead and bring this carbon. So the Mishnah says, "Ein bein nedarim lenedavis ella shehan nedarim chay b'achriyusam." If somebody says, "Harei olai oila," you never specified a specific animal, so now you personally have an obligation. This is an obligation that's chal on the gavra; it's on the person. So you have a responsibility. If something happens to the animal that you now designated, who cares? Chay b'achriyusam. You have to figure it out. Work on a plan B and a plan C. However, when it comes to nedavis, ein chay b'achriyusam, because over here, the obligations on the heftza. It's on this exact animal. And as a result, if something happens to the animal, you're off talk to the Gemara. It says, Holy in your Baal Ta'achar, Zevezer Shavim. Interesting. Meaning, you see, as it relates to what's Baal Ta'achar, so we learned the Sugi's about Ta'achar not so long ago in Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah. Baal Ta'achar says that if a person obligates himself to bring a carbon and three Yom Tovim pass, and you don't bring that carbon, so the halacha is you violate the law of Baal Ta'achar. So, the Mishnah said, the Gemara says that from the fact that the Mishnah didn't list Baal Ta'achar as a nafkamina, so you see that Baal Ta'achar is, in effect, whether the person said Harei Olai or whether the person said Harezu. Now, what's the Chiddush in all this? Rashi says, here's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is if you look in the Pasuk that mentions Baal Ta'achar, it's clearly talking about a neder. The Lashon of the Pasuk is, Ki sidar neder l'Hashem Elokecha, lo'y sa'achar l'shalmai. So you would add a Havamino that maybe the Isser Baal Ta'achar is only negei a neder. Maybe it's not negei a nedava. Kamash Malon, that it's not only negei a neder, it's also negei. How do I know that? Because the Mishnah says, Ein bein neder l'dava, it doesn't mention Baal Ta'achar. Tanan also learned to the Mishnah, is a neder? What's a neder? Hoy ma'rei olai oy.
oila. He takes it upon himself. What's an adava? He says, I want this animal to be the. What's the difference? The darim. If a person makes a neder, mesu, if the animal dies, or the animal was stolen, or it was lost, you're still going to be responsible. Nadava is, when it comes to an adava, mesu, if the animal dies, or was stolen, or it was lost, you're not going to be responsible. Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon, Mirani Mili says, how do you know that? Tanu Rabbanon, learn to the Brayos. It says in the Torah, "V'nirtzoloi lechaper olav." Okay, what do you see there? Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon said, "Eshe olav chayev bachri yusoi, ve'eshe enoy olav enoy chayev bachri yusoi." Rashi explains the drasha. "V'nirtzoloi lechaper olav." The only way this person is going to get kapar, we're talking about someone that obligated himself to bring a carbon. And the Torah is saying the only way he's going to get ritzoi is if he actually brings the carbon. The only way he's going to get kapara is if he physically brought the carbon. But you know when that's true, where it's v'nirtzoloi l'chaper, he has to bring the carbon to get kapara? That's if it's olav. If he said arei olai, he said a lashon of neder. But if it wasn't olav, he didn't say arei olai, he said arei zu, then it's possible for you to be good to go even without physically bringing the carbon. So if it's olav, then you need the v'nirtzoloi to get the kapara. If, however, it wasn't olav, then you're not going to need it. Now, the Gemara says, my mashma, meaning, how do you know that olav means neder? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi, kivin amar olai, command the tana kasvei dami. Because when a person says olav, it's a lashon of Kabbalah Sachrayas. Therefore, Harei Olai means you're being Makabal Achrayas. And if Harei Olai means you're being Makabal Achrayas, that's when it's going to be Chayev Achrayas. That's when it's v'nirtzoloi l'chaper. The only way you're going to get kapar is if you actually bring it. However, if you didn't say olav, you didn't say that magic word, then the halacha is, if something happens to it, you're not going to be Chayev Be'achrayas. So, moving along. So, the first Ein Bein discussed, Ein Bein Yontav L'Shabbos, Ein Bein Shabbos L'Yom HaKippurim, Ein Bein Mudra Anomi Chaveru L'Mudra Mimenu Meichel, and Ein Bein Nedarim L'Davis. The latter two are going to be Negei laws of Tyrus. The first one is Negei the laws of Zav, and the second one is going to be Negei the laws of Mitzrayim. So just a little bit of an introduction to the laws of a Zav. A Zav is a man that had some omission that left his body. Now, the omission of Ziva, that's the name of the thing that leaves the body, is very similar to Shichva Zera. It's very similar to Tumas Balkeri, but it's not the same thing. The nuance is Negei when you learn Masechtas Nida. But a Zav is a man that had something leave his body, a Dover Tome, and because of that thing that left this person's body, he himself now becomes Tome. Okay, so what's the halachic status of this person? So it depends how many times this happened. If it happens one time, in halach he is treated like a Balkari. A Balkari is Tome, but the Tum of a Balkari is known in Masechtas Nida as a Tum Kal. It's the most Kal Kemat of all the Tum. And as a result, it's just not so Cham. But the point is, one time that the person has Zav, he's treated like a Balkari. Even though Ziva and Keri are not the same thing, they're similar, but they're not the same thing. But at the same time, from a halachic perspective, the Gemara says throughout Masechtas Nida that a Zav Balriya Achas is treated like someone that's Tomei Tomas Keri. If, however, the person doesn't just have one Re'iyah, but he has two Re'iyahs, meaning whatever left his body didn't just leave once, it left twice. So then the halach is, now he becomes a lot more Tomei. Now the severity of the Toma intensifies. Now he becomes known as a Zav. Okay, what's the nafkamina that he's a Zav? A few things. Number one, he's Metami Tomas Mishkov Umoyshav. Tomas Mishkov Umoyshav means anything that he sits on, anything that he lies on, is going to become Tomei. But not only is that thing going to become Tomei, but it's going to be an avhatoma, meaning there's a special Shulchan Aruch known as Tomas Mishkov Umoyshav that's Negei Azav, but not Azav Bal Riachas, because Azav Bal Riachas, like it's Bal Keri. Bal Keri doesn't create Mishkov Umoyshav. He's not going to create Mishkov Umoyshav either. But rather, what he's going to be is, if he has two Riyos, that's when he's now Metama Tomas Mishkov Umoyshav. Another thing is Azav Bal Shtei Riyos has to count Shiva Nikiyim in order for him to become Tahar. So unless he counts Shiva Nikiyim, he's not going to be Tahar. That's also only true for a Zav Bal Shtei Riyos. It's not true for a Zav Bal Riyah Achas. If he has a third Riyah, he becomes even more Tameh. L'may nafkamina, that's going to be our Mishnah. If he has a third Re'iyah, he's also going to have to bring a carbon. So a Zav Bal Re'achas is a Tumakala, he's a Balkari. A Zav Bal Shtei Re'iyahs, now he's a Zav, that's a serious Tuma. Now, Tumas Mishku V'moshav, and he's going to have Shiva Nekiyim. That's what we need for our Sugya. If he is a Bal Sholosh Re'iyahs, so in addition to Mishku V'moshav, and in addition to Shiva Nekiyim, he's also now going to have to bring a carbon in order for him to be Tar. Now, our Sugya is dealing with the Zav, as opposed to the Zava. So the Zav is the male version of Tumaziva. The Zava is the female version. The truth is a Zava is very, very different than a Zav. A Zava is a woman that was Raya Dam Nida. What makes a woman that's Raya Dam Nida a Zava versus a Nida is dependent on when exactly she saw the Dam. In Hilchas Nida, a woman's cycle is broken down into 18 days, and really two parts. There's the first 7 days of the 18-day cycle, and then there's the latter 11 days. Anytime a woman sees dam during the first 7 days, it's called dam nida. If she sees dam during the 11 days, so then already it's dam ziva. If she sees dam once, she's shemeres yoim keneged yoim. Twice, she's still shemeres yoim keneged yoim. If she sees three times, then she becomes a zava, and then she has all the chumras of shiva nekiyim. Today, women are considered to be becheskas or misafik chumra derabzera, that maybe they're zavois, and it's for that reason every woman today that's Raya Dam Nida doesn't go to the mikvah until she has Shiva Nekiyim. But it's all based on a chumra that they sit Shiva Nekiyim. But really, a woman today that's Raya Dam Nida wouldn't sit Shiva Nekiyim unless she was a Zava. Just like in our Sugya, the Zav has Shiva Nekiyim, the Zava would have Shiva Nekiyim. But there's a fundamental difference between the Zav and a Zava. A Zava is a woman that's Raya Dam. A Zav is not a man that's Raya Dam, it's an omission similar to Tumas Keri. Either way, the Gemara is going to mention Zav soon, that's the only reason I mentioned this now. But really, the focus of our Sugi is going to be the halachas of a Zav. Zok the Heilige Mishnah. Ein bein Zav Raya Shtei Riyos, L'Raya Sholosh Elokarbon. The only nafkamina between a Zav that's Raya 2 Riyos versus a Zav that's Raya 3 Riyos is the fact that you have to bring a carbon. Meaning the Zav Bal Shtei Riyos and the Zav Bal Sholosh Riyos are both Chamor. The nafkamina is, once there's a third Riyah, now you already have to bring a carbon in order to be tar. So the Gemara says, "Hala inya mishka v'moishav." As it relates to the laws of mishka v'moishav, usvira shiva and shiva nekim, zev ezeh shavim, there's no nafkamina between a zabal shtei Riyahs and a zabal sholish Riyahs. The Gemara says, "Bana nimili, how do you know this?" The Tanu Rabbana, we learned in a braisa, Rabsi Maya said, "Mana hakasuv shtayim, v'karoi tamei." The Torah mentions the word Zav twice, and it used the word Tameh. It says in the parasha of Zav, Dabru el b'nei Yisrael, v'amartem aleim, ish ki yeh Zav mipsaroi, zoivoi Tameh. It says the word Zav twice. Zav mipsaroi, zoivoi Tameh. So the Torah mentions the word Zav twice and referred to it as Tameh. And then the Torah also said it sholich three times and says the word Tameh. V'zoiz tiyah tumasai, different pasuk, b'zoivoi, that's one. Rar besarei es zoivoi. I hechtem besarei mi zoivoi. Three mentions of the word zav. And then it says tumah sahi. So you have two psukim that talk about tumah zav. Once it mentions the word zav, the shayrish zav twice. And the other time it says it three times. So Rabbi Simoi said, okay, son, how do I make sense of this? Meaning, from the fact that it mentions it twice, it sounds like a zav that has ziva twice, he becomes tameh. And then it says three times he becomes. Must be shtayim l'tumah v'shalosh l'karmah. Two times you're tameh with all the chumras. The third time you'd have to bring a karmah. Freak the Gemara of Efshafakai. It's Emesh Taim, Latum of Leila Carbon. Maybe if you do it twice, you tell me there's no carbon. Shalish, if you see it three times, the carbon, you would have to bring a carbon. Valayla Toma, you wouldn't be Tame. Interesting, Havamin. So if someone has a Zav twice, he's Tame, no carbon. Like we said, three times carbon, but no Toma. Amrit, the Gemara says, how could you even say that? Actually, Rosh Shalish, Rosh Taim, right? Bechal Basayim Mana, Bechal Shalish Shishtaim. So if this person had three Rias, he obviously had two Rias. And once you have two, you're Tame. So now you have a third Ria, that makes you Tar. That doesn't make sense. The Gemara says, okay, maybe like this. Maybe if someone is a Zav and he had two Riyos, he would have to bring a carbon, but he wouldn't be Tameh. Shalish, if he had three Riyos, aflatumah, he would also be Tameh. Meaning, the Gemara says, I understand there's a difference between a Zav Bal Shtei Riyos and Bal Shalish Riyos. And the Zav Bal Shalish Riyos is more Chamer. But how do you know Zav Bal Shtei Riyos is Tameh? And then the chumra of the Zav Bal Sholosh Riyos is that you also have to bring a carbon. Maybe it's Fakir. Maybe the Zav Bal Shtei Riyos is not Tame, or maybe it's Tame, but not with the chumra of Tumas Mishkav Umayshav, and with the chumra of bringing, of having to have Shiva Nekiyim. But at the same time, he would have to bring the carbon. And then when you're a sub bal shalosh shriyos, maybe that's when you would suddenly have all the chumras of the Tumah. The Gemara says loisalka daitach can't be that the Tanya, because we're doing to the brayse v'chiper all of our koyin lifnei Hashem mizoyvet. Now this pasuk is talking about the carbon that the zav brings, and it says v'chiper all of our koyin. Lifnei Hashem, and it says the word mizoyvay. Me, that man, is what we're going to focus on. Mikza zavim mevian carbon. Mikza zavim mevian carbon. It sounds like there are some zavim that bring a carbon, and there are other zavim that don't bring a carbon. Okay, it's a rosh olish mevi shnei mevi. What do you mean, some zavim? Which some must be the more chamer one, the one that had three riyos. Oh yeah, maybe it's just the opposite. Oh, rab beis maybe. Maybe if the person had two riyos, that's when you have to bring the carbon. Shalish any maybe. If you have three, you don't. So again, two you would bring, but then you have a third. No, Amrit, what we said a minute ago. Actually, rab shalish rab shtayim. How could you tell me that for two you're obligated to bring a carbon? Then when you have three, not must be that three you bring a carbon, not two. Bottom line is the Gemara says you want to know how we know that. Ein bein zava royesh te rias, l'royesh shalosh ela carbon. Hold the inya mishkuv umayshav asfira shiva zevazashav. Right, we're saying two things. We're saying that a zav bal shtei rias is like a zav bal shalosh rias with regards to tumas mishkuv umayshav and sfira shiva. We're also saying that a zav bal shtei rias is not like a zav bal shalosh rias as it relates to the carbon. I know it from a combination, really, of two drashas. I know it from the fact that I have two psukim that talk about tumas ziva in once. In one pasuk, it mentions Tumah Ziva twice, and the other one mentions it three times. So I know now there's a chilik between a Zab al Shtei Rias and a Zab al Shalish Rias. I just don't know what the chilik is. I have another pasuk that tells me that only Mizoyve, some Zavim bring a carbon, other Zavim don't bring a carbon. Oh, so I put these two drashas together, I can make it all work. And the Gemara actually talks it through. Ve'itzterech de Rav Simoy, ve'itzterech Mizoyve. I need Rav Simoy, who made the diak, one pasuk mentions of twice and one pasuk mentions of three times. And I need Mizoyve that teaches me that only some Zavim bring a carbon. Oh, I did Rav Simoy. Had I only had Rav Simoy, I mean, I would have thought Kikushion. I would have thought meaning Rav Simoy told me that there's a delineation, there's a distinction, there's a difference between the Zav Bal Shtei Rias and Zav Bal Shalosh Rias. But I don't know what the Nafkamina is. Is the Nafkamina that the Zav Bal Shalosh Rias has a Chumr of carbon? Or maybe the Nafkamina Zav Bal Shalosh Rias has the Chumr of Tumas Mishkav Umayshav and Sfira Shiva. Kamash Mula Mizoyve. That's why I need Mizoyve to tell me that no, the Chumr of the Zav Bal Shalosh Rias is that he brings the carbon. Okay, just say Mizoyve. If Mizoyve had only had Mizoyve, lo yodana kama Rias. I wouldn't have known how many Rias. All I know is Mixas. There is a Zav that has to bring a carbon. What kind of Zav? Kamash one the Rab Simai. Therefore, I need Rab Simai to tell me that the Nafkamina is a Zav Bal Shtei Rias versus the Zav Bal Shalosh Rias. Either way, it's a combination of these two drashas that we know say the halach of the Mishnah and what's implied and inferred from the Mishnah. The Mishnah said a Zav Bal Shtei Rias doesn't bring a carbon, a Zav Bal Shalosh Rias does bring a carbon. What was implied from the Mishnah is that even a Zav Bal Shtei Rias has the Chumrah in his Tumah, that is Matama Tumas Mishkov Umayshav, and he needs Shivan Akim in order to be taught. I know all of it from a combination of two drashas. Gevaldik, says the Gemara. We digress. Now that the Gemara said that the word Mizoyvai, that it says regarding the carbon that the Zav brings, it's coming to teach me something. What's it coming to teach me? That only a Zav Bal Shalosh Rias brings a carbon, but a Zav Bal Shtei Rias doesn't bring a carbon. There's another word Mizoyvai, also in the Parsha of Zav. And we have to be consistent, because if we're going to darsh in one, we have to darsh in the other. So what do I do with that other drashas? What's this pasuk? It says, V'chiyiter hazav mizoyvoy, V'sofar loy shivas yomim l'tar rasoy, V'chibes begodav v'rochatz besorei b'mayim chayim v'tar. So what's this pasuk coming to teach me? Oh, there's a braisa that addresses this. No worries. We have this worked out. What does the braisa say? V'chiyiter hazav. It says in the Torah, V'chiyiter hazav. We learn from here, V'kishay yifsoik me. As soon as he is tahar, at that point he's allowed to go to the mikvah. Meaning, as soon as the zav counts his shivanakiyim, that's it, you're done. You're good to go at that point. Meaning, you don't have to do anything else. Mizoyvai, we learn from the word mizoyvai, v'loi mizoyvai v'nigai. Meaning, what would be if a zav is also a metzaira? Does he have to wait until he becomes tar from his nega, from being a metzaira, in order for him to be metar himself from ziva? The answer is no. Mizoyva, you can be metar yourself, mizoyva. You don't also have to be metar yourself from the ziva. And then finally, it says mizoyva, and afterwards it says v'safar limed al zav bal shtei rios shetan sfira shiva. That a zav bal shtei rios requires sfira shiva. So you want to know what that last, what the Mizoyve in this pasuk teaches me? Mizoyve teaches me that there's a Zav that you wouldn't have thought needs Shiva Nikim that does need Shiva Nikim. And who is that? It's the Zav Bal Shtei Rios. Says the Gemara, V'haloidino. B'chura, I need a pasuk to tell me that it needs shiva nekiyim. In metame mishkuv u'moishav, lo yehetan svira shiva. If he's metame mishkuv u'moishav, then certainly he certainly not require svira shiva. The Gemara says not mucha. Because shemeres yoyim keneged yoyim toichiach. The shemeres yoyim keneged yoyim. That's the woman who's a zava, who saw dam during the 11 days, with halachas, if she sees it once or twice, she doesn't have a din of a zava yet. She has a din of a shemeres yoyim keneged yoyim. With halachas, she's metame mishkav u'moishav, but being that she didn't see it three times yet, they ain't a tuna sfira shiva. She doesn't need sfira shiva. It's va'ath ata al tatam al zeh, sh'afa bi shemetame mishkav u'moishav, lo yehetan sfira shiva. So just because you have tumas mishkav u'moishav, doesn't need tamud loyim, and that's why we have mizoyvei v'sofar, to teach me mixa zoyvei v'sofar, that there's even someone that's not a complete zav, he's only like a mixa zav. And Afal Pike, he still needs Sphira Shiva. Limit as Abba Shteiris. He must be the Zabba Shteiris. Shetan Sphira Shiva. That needs Sphira Shiva. So the bottom line is, the Gemara says, really, you're telling me, Mizoivai, this is the Makar. That is Zabba Shteiris doesn't bring a carbon. And the Zabba Shalishris does bring a carbon. If you're going to Darshan Mizoivai, be consistent. There's another Mizoivai. It says, Mizoivai, Vesafra Lai Shiva. The Gemara says, no, we have a Brisa. Don't worry. We did. We Darshan that. And what we Darshan from there is that a Zabba Shteiris does need Shiva's Nakim. So we have two words, mizoiva, in the parish of Zav. We're darshaning both of them. One mizoiva is regarding the carbon. Mizoiva, only some zavin bring a carbon. That's a zav bal shalish rios. And then we have mizoiva that teaches me that even someone that's a mixa zav, a zav bal shtei rios, he would need shivanakim. In other words, one mizoiva, segueing into the last part of this Gemara, is mimait a zav bal shtei rios. One mizoiva is marpa. Azab al Shteiris, interesting. Right, one Mizoiva we say, only some Zavin. The Zab al Shalish Riyas, he has the Halach of Karban. When it comes to Shivanakim, Mizoiva tells me, not only the Zab al Shalish Riyas need Shivanakim, no, all Zavin, even the Zav that's only about Shteiris, need Shivanakim. So Amalei Rapapa Abaya. So Rapapa told Abaya, he said, Abaya, ich verstehe it. Ich verstehe it, the Sugya. Meishno, hai Mizoiva, the Marbi Zab al Shteiris. Why is the second Mizoiva, this drosha that the Gemara just brought the Braisa, teach is Marbi that even the Zab al Shteiris need Shivanakim? Meishno, hai Mizoiva, the Marbi Zab al Shteiris. And the Mizoiva that we brought earlier in the Gemara teaches me that a Zab al Shteiris is excluded from being a garment. So one Mizoiva is Marbi Zab al Shteiris, and the other Mizoiva is Memai Zab al Shteiris. Amalei, Abaya told Rapapa, Isol Kedaitach, hai Lemaute Huda Asa, because if you think, if you're going to tell me that the Mizoiva V'Sofar is coming to be Memai, and it's coming to tell me that a Zav Bal Shtei Rios does not need Shiva Nekiyim, Lishtei Kromine, Torah shouldn't have had to say anything. And I would have known in Svara that only the Zav Bal Shalosh Rios need Shiva Nekiyim, and not the Zav Bal Shtei Rios. The Gemara says, Mechi, Temi, you're going to tell me Asi Midino, you're going to tell me, no, how would you know me Svara? You would think that Fakar, you see it's a Tumah Chamura, you see this Tumas Mishkov Moishav, so certainly it should need Shivan Akim. No, Shemeres Yom Kenegin Yom Techiach. Because I will tell you, Shemeres Yom Kenegin Yom is a Mechiach, that you see from the Shemeres Yom Kenegin Yom, that it need, that this Tumas Mishkov Moishav, but at the same time, there's no Shivan Akim. The Chit came in the Gemara says one last point. Meaning, the Gemara is just now going back to the Braisa. The Chit came sounds like it's a continuation, but really, the Chit came is almost a Maimer Amuskar. So going back to the Braisa, right, the Braisa said that it says in the Torah of Chiyiter Azav Mizoivai V'Safal Yeshivas Yom. We learned three drushas from here. We learned one drusha to tell me the Kishe Yifsek Mizoivai, as soon as he stops seeing Ziva, he can start counting Shivanakim. Doesn't have to go to them because he doesn't have to do anything in between. Mizoivai is Mizoivai V'loi Mizoivai V'nigai. If he was a Mitzayra, he doesn't have to become Tahir from the Mitzayra, he can become Tahir from the Ziva. Plus, Mizoivai V'Safar to teach me that Azab Al Shtei Rios need Shivanakim. So the Gemara's kasha now is how can you learn so much from one pasuk? Sounds like too much. V'chiyitar, as soon as he becomes Tahir, he can start counting Shivanakim. Yeah, that I got. But Mizoivai sounds like it's teaching me two things. Mizoivai is teaching me Mizoivai V'loi Mizoivai V'nigai. And Mizoivai is also teaching me that a Zav Bal Shtei Rios is Tan Sfira Shiva. So Zok the Gemara, V'chi Teima, Haimi Boi Le Mizoivai, V'loi Mizoivai V'nigoi, how could I learn two things? Gemara says, no, in Kein Lichtev Kra, because what the Pasuk could have said was, V'chi Yitar, Hazav, V'lishtoik, Mizoivai Lomali, Limid Azav Bal Shtei Rios, Tan Sfira Shiva. In other words, the way Rashi explains, is that the two extra drashas are from the fact that it says Hazav, and it says Mizoivai. V'chi Yitar, Hazav, and V'chi Yitar, Hazav, Mizoivai, So that's where the two drashas are. One is mizoyve veloy minigay, and the other one is coming to teach me that even a zav al shtei rias is ton sfira shiva, not an easy gemara. This is mamish a microcosm of some of the hard sugyas in the sechtes nida. But either way, we move along from the sugyas of zav to the sugyas of a mitzayra. So we're just going to learn a few lines here of Negam and Aholis tucked away in the middle of sugyas about Vayihi b'mei HaChashverosh. But regardless, we do what we do, and that is just a tiny, tiny bit of an introduction. And that is, so we're sort of familiar with the concept of a mitzayra. A mitzayra is someone that develops a nega. It has simanim of tumah, goes to the kohen. Only the kohen, you don't go to a doctor if you have a nega. You go to a kohen if you have a nega. And he's the only person that can determine and say whether this person is tameh or tar. In the event that this person is deemed to be tameh, so the halach is, he has to be sent out of not only the harabayis and the beis hamikdash, he has to go bodod yeshiv, he has to leave Yerushalayim. This yid's not let it be even in machne Yisrael. Until when? Till he becomes tahar. Stating that, the Torah says that there is a concept of a mitzayra who's pending, who right now there's reason to be suspicious that he might be a mitzayra, but at the same time we can't verify for sure that he's a mitzayra. What does that even mean? It means he has a nega. He developed a nega, but he doesn't have one of the simonim that the Torah mentions have to come along with the nega in order to determine this person's tummy. Meaning, the sign of a mitzayra is a nega, right? Masechtas Negaim is where the laws of mitzayra are discussed. But a nega is only one part of it. A mitzayra would have to have a nega and then develop certain simanim to now determine that this nega is the problem. If that happens, this person is a full-fledged mitzayra. However, there is a concept of a mitzayra that has the nega, but he doesn't have the simanim. So what happened with that person? That person was locked away, quote-unquote. He had to be cast aside for 7 days. After 7 days, he came for a follow-up visit, comes to the kohen again, the kohen examines him, he looks at him. If impossible, if whatever happened wasn't good, so then he becomes a mitzayra. I mean, if he developed the simen, so now we know he's a mitzayra. If not, he locks him up for another 7 days. At that point, if nothing happened, then he's good to go. So there's two types of mitzayras that would be cast aside. One is a mitzayra because we know for sure, we paskin, he has a hashkocha, and he has a certificate that says he's a mitzayra. Then there's the other person who's in this quasi state. We don't know. We're not sure. He's going away for a week, 2 weeks, and then we're going to figure out what his status is. The mitzayra that's gepaskin that he's a mitzayra is known in the vernacular as a mitzayra muchlet. Bechlet, he's a mitzayra. He's a mitzayra muchlet. He's 100% positive a mitzayra. The mitzayra that's just right now in this pending, and as a result, l'chumra, we have to be worried. He's waiting. He's going to come back to the kohen again, and then some tzveitamol. He's what's known as a mitzayra muskar. Both of these mitzayras had to be bodod yeshev, as we're about to see. But there has to be a difference between the mitzayra muskar, who's only maybe a mitzayra, versus the mitzayra muchlet. That's what the Mishnah is coming to address. Ein bei mitzayra muskar le mitzayra muchlet, ela priya ufrima. The mitzayra muchlet, yes, let his hair grow. The mitzayra muchlet, prima, is clothing are supposed to be torn. As opposed to the mitzayra muskar, not. Additionally, ein bein tahar mitay chesker le tahar mitay chachlet. Someone that was a mitzayra muchlet, now he becomes tahar. He's going to have to do things. Someone that was a mitzayra musker, and now he became tar. He's also going to have to do things. What's the difference? Difference is teglachas v'tzipar. The mitzayra muchle, when he becomes tar, he has to shave off all the hair on his body. Additionally, he has to bring shtei tziparim as part of his tahara process. The mitzayra musker doesn't have to do these things. Zok de gemara. So, ein bein mitzayra musker le mitzayra muchlet, ela priyo frima. Zok de gemara. Holy inyan shiluach. This is big. In terms of sending him outside of the Gimel Machnes, the Tumah, and physically him being Tameh, and not just Tameh, serious Tumah, right? For example, a Mitzayra is Metama Tumas Oil. And we know Mace is Metama Tumas Oil. Mitzayra is also Metama Tumas Oil. There's a Tosfos in Masechtas Nazir somewhere that brings up Sifri that says that the reason a Mitzayra is Metama Tumas Oil is because Mitzayra is one of the four people that are Chashiv Kemeis, and just like a Mace is Metama Tumas Oil, a Mitzayra is also Metama Tumas Oil. Miriam, Al Nati Kemeis, and we learn from there that it's even a geya halacha. There's a concept of tumas meis related to a mitzayra. But either way, the Gemara says that you see clearly that the mitzayra musker has the chumra of being sent out of the Gimel Machnes, and the mitzayra musker has the chumra of the tumo chamur. How do I know that? Because ein bein mitzayra musker, the mitzayra muchlet priofri. What do you mean? What about shiluach? Avai says no. You're also getting sent away. What about the tumah? Serious tumah? No, mitzayra musker has a serious tumah as well. How do we know all this? The Tanei Rav Shmuel bar Yischa kamed Rav Huna. Rav Shmuel bar Yischa said over a brisa in the presence of the great Rav Huna, he said that it says in the Torah regarding the Mitzayra. It says, V'tiharoi hakoyen mespachasi v'chibes begodav v'toher. And we learn from here that Tahar mipriya ufrima de meikar. Now this pasuk is talking about the Metzora Muska. The beginning of the pasuk is Vera koyin oyse bayoyim ashvi shenis v'hine keya hanega v'loy pasa hanega ba'ar v'tiare hakoyin mespachasi v'chibes begodav v'tar. So we're talking about this Metzora Muska. He was away for a week. Then he was sent away for a second week. Now he comes back. And vihine keya hanega. The nega is starting to weaken the signs. V'loy posa hanega. It's certainly not spreading. V'tiare ha-koyin. The koyin says, yotar, mispachasi. This is not a problem. And then it says, v'chibes begodav, v'toher. So this price is focusing on the word v'toher. V'toher sounds like, to us, enum, that it just means yotar. Meaning yotar, moving forward. But the Gemara's medayik, the toher, sounds like you were always tar. The problem is you weren't always tar. It's not true. So shtemes, he was tame. He was sent out of the Gimel Machnes. So says the Braisa, that must be there was something that the Metzora Musker was always toher from. V'chibes begodav v'toher in the past sense. What was he toher from in the past sense? There's some halacha that's negeya a Metzora that was not applicable to this Metzora because he wasn't a Metzora bechlet, he was only a Metzora musger. What must that be? Toher mi priya frima de meikara. Must be that he was toher from priya frima. Amalei Rava. So Rava said, Elamiyata, I hear the dick. You be medayik the word v'toher. Interesting. Dikduk, but okay, if that's the case, Gabi Zav, the Torah says regarding the Zav, it says, V'chibes begodav v'toher, and this is talking about the Zav Bal Sholish Rias. This is the Zav that's on the highest level of Tumah. And there too it says v'tar. My v'tar may kare ikah. V'tar there too. Well, it's inspired him, afraid that he was tar. What was he tar from? He was the Zav Bal Sholish Rias. Anything you can give a Zav, he got. So what exactly was he tar from? Ella, must be. If the diik's a diik, this is the pshat. Tahar hashto melatame klicheres behesnet avagav to hoda chazi loymetam lefrei. You know what it must be? It must be talking about a zav who counted his shivanikim, and as a result, he assumed that he's tar. Maybe even he brought his carbon, and as a result, he assumed he's tar. Then later that day, he became tamei again. So do we say that being that later that day he became tamei, igloy milsalim afrei, he was never tar? So for example, let's say he touched something in a way that would make it tame. The Gemara says he touched the kli cheres behesed. That's just an example. But he did something that, in theory, would have been metame something had he been tame. So do we say that igloi milsalim afreya, being that later in the day he became tame, so now he's going to be metame that? Or do we say, no, at the end of the day, he was tar from whatever he had to be tar from. He touched something. Or I became tummy again later. What happened later? Happened later. So that's what the pasuk is saying, Vitar. Vitar means that once he's metire himself, even if later that day he becomes tummy again, we look at that as a tumah chadasha, and it doesn't negate the fact that he was tar. So if there was an interim period of several hours where he was tar, he's going to remain tar. Hachanami. That's what Vitar means by Zav, because it can't mean anything else, Rava said. So I believe that's what it means regarding the Mitzayir as well. Tar hashta, milatame bebiyel mafreya. Biya meaning tumas oil. So if somebody would enter the same room together with the Mitzayra, so there too, if the Mitzayra was Tahar, and then later that day, all of a sudden, it was pot meat, and the Kohen, he came, he examined him in the morning, he said, you're good to go. And then somebody came into the same room, they drank L'chaim, Baruch Hashem, he's not a Mitzayra anymore. And then all of a sudden, a few hours later, Mitamo, Posa, Nega, all of a sudden, he's a big mess. So do you say them, Afreya? That's what Vitar means. Vitar means that no, when you were Tahar, you were Tahar, and as a result, that's not going to be an issue. Elo, my Rav, so we need a Makar. Okay, so what's the Makar? How do you know that a Mitzayra Musker doesn't have Priya? Frima Mehacha, he learned it from the following pasuk. It says Vatsarua Asher Boy Hanega. And that, what does it say afterwards? That's the punchline. Begod of you frumim Veroisha Yefarua Val Sofam Yate Vitami Tommy Yik. All the chumras, these halachas Priya Frima mentioned here in this pasuk regarding who? Vatsarua Asher Boy Hanega. Now obviously a tsarua is the person that's Boy Hanega. So there's a drush over here, right? Misha tzarato tluya begufay. We learn from here, someone whose status of mitzayra is totally in his guf at this point. Yotzno zeh she'ein tzarato tluya begufay elo biyamim. Meaning, once a mitzayra is a mitzayra mukhlet, there's only one way for him to be tar. His guf has to change. The nega physically has to go away. As opposed to someone that's a mitzayra musker, if as long as X amount of days pass and nothing changes, like pasa hanega, so that's going to be enough for you to be good. V'hatzorua asher boy hanega. You know what the pasuk is coming to say? Where you're totally in the nega. You're only way of becoming tar is the nega going away. That's when begot of you frumim the roisha year for ruah. That's how you know that a mitzvah muska doesn't have the dinim of priya frum. Amalei abayis el miyat. If that's the case, if this is a diak, I'm going to ask you another kasha. Kol yimei asher nega boy yitma. Now this pasuk is also regarding the mitzvah. And this is talking about the halacha of the mitzvah having to leave the gimel machnas. Kol yimei asher hanega boy yitma tamehu badad yeshe mechutz lamachna meishavet. Right, this is the pasuk as it relates to the mitzvah. Badad yeshe mechutz lamachna meishavet, and it says here too kol yimei asher hanega boy. So it says up to Abaye told Rava. Says should we make the same drasha? Misha tzaratet liy begufa who the ton shiloch. Only someone who's not just a mitzvah, he's asher by hanega. The only way for him to be tar is if the nega changes. Only he has to be sent away. But a person whose status of mitzvah is not totally in the nega, you'll say me efshe, yeah. What do you mean? That's not what the Mishnah said. And we made the deal. Call it inyan shiluach as it relates to shiluach. That's what we need. Or tumas. Oil, zevaz eshavim, they're going to be the same. Amalei, so Rava said, I hear, it's a good kasha, but there's a difference. Yimei, kol yimei l'rabbis mitzayra. You know what the difference is? It says over there, kol yimei asher hanega, by the word kol is extra. The word kol is coming to be marba, that don't make the mistake and think it's dafka the mitzayra muchlet, dafka the mitzayra that's asher boy hanega, but kol yimei is coming the rabbis. Even a mitzayra musker, even he needs shiloch. So really, asher boy hanega is a diak. The reason over there it's not is because over there it says kol yimei. So the Bach takes out the next words I hachi, and really the rest of the Gemara is just referring back to the Mishnah. So again, the Mishnah said that ein bein tahar mitoy chesker v'tahar mitoy chechlet el tiklachas v'tzipar. So now we're talking about a mitzvah when he becomes tar. He has to go through his very unique tahira process. So there's a difference between a mitzvah musker that became tar versus the mitzvah muchlet that became tar. The mitzvah muchlet that became tar needs tiglachas and tziparim. Shave all the hair on his body, plus bring these two tziparim, not the mitzvah musker. The Gemara says, my time, how do you know this? Or my time, aloy. How do you know that the mitzvah musker doesn't need tiglachas v'tziparim, tiktani, ein bein tar mitay chesker, the tar mitay chechlet, el tiglachas v'tziparim. That's how we know that the mitzvah musker doesn't need tiglachas v'tziparim. The Gemara's question is, we know what I mean, what's the makar to it? I'm Rabbi Abaye, said, I'm Akra. It says in the Torah, v'yotza ha-koyen el michutz la-machaneh, and then it says, v'hinei nirpa nega tzaras. And we learn from here, misha tzaratoi, Kluya berefuah, similar Joshua to what we had earlier. Dafka, someone whose saras is totally in refuah saguf. Yotza says she ain't sarata kluya berefuah ela b'yomim. So again, that pasuk v'yotza akoyna mechutz lamachana talks about the fact that he needs the shtei tziparim and that he's going to have to do the tiglachas. It's all mentioned in that pasuk. So I mean that it's mentioned in that pasuk. So this pasuk is coming to define now who is subject to that type of tahira, who's subject to that type of tahira. It's dafka someone, misha tzerata kluya berefuah, someone whose status of mitzvah is totally in his guf. Yotza zeh shein tzerata kluya berefuah, ela biyamim. And this concludes today's Ein Bein. So today we went through Ein Bein Yontif l'Shabbos, Ein Bein Shabbos l'Yom Kippurim, Ein Bein Hamuda Nami Chaver l'Mudu Mimenu Meichel, Ein Bein Nedarim l'Nedavais, Ein Bein Zav Bal Shtei Rias l'Zav Bal Sholesh Rias, Ein Bein Metzayra Muskar l'Metzayra Muchla. Today is by far the hardest daf in the entire Masechta. By far, Netz Hashem, tomorrow there'll be a little bit, some more Ein Beins, and the next day we'll have a little bit more Ein Beins, and then by the following day we'll already be learning about Vahi Bimea Chashverosh, Hua Chashverosh. We're going to get knee deep this week into the Purim story.